Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial, and anywhere on the planet at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we'll celebrate Walter Rolf's birthday. We'll venture down into the cellar. You'll hear all about Eurascion Litoralis Catalinae. And we'll tell you about a new law taking place in California on January 1st. We'll also tell you about a peach of an offer. Last week, December 18th, marked the birth in 1880 in Rumford Corners, Maine, of composer Walter Lorenzo Rolf to Fred J. Rolf and his wife Emma. As far as I can tell, he's unrelated to B.A. Rolf, who's heard regularly on the show. At age 19, Walter was living at home in Rumford and working as a grocery salesman. A few years later, on October 17, 1905, he married Eva May Elliott in Rumford and was still married in 1910, with no children, now selling furniture. Unfortunately, his marriage to Eva ended in divorce, and on January 16, 1913, he married Catherine Isabella Armour in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to whom he would stay married until his death in Brighton, Massachusetts, on January 18, 1944. At which time he was an editor for the sheet music catalog published by the Century Music Company. He was also a member of ASCAP. I don't know where he received his musical training, but in addition to composing, Rolf taught piano and music theory. He wrote highly sentimental descriptive music for piano, such as his characteristic march and two-step, Happy Hayseed, in 1903, that fascinating rag in 1911, and these. Thank you. Charles Prince's orchestra with Sunshine and Roses, subtitled A Novelette. Columbia A2032 was recorded March 13, 1916. Someone who plays the cornet is a cornetist. A player of the accordion is an accordionist. Piano, pianist, and so on. But what do you call someone who plays bells? A bellist? Beller? Anyway, before Sunshine and Roses was bell-playing Chris Chapman with Sunbeam Dance on Victor 16678, take 4 from June 12, 1907. Take 2 from an earlier session on June 7th was issued on Victor 5177, reserved for Canada. And we started our little tribute to Walter Rolfe with the Portly Major March, performed by the Victor Orchestra, under the direction of Walter B. Rogers on November 16, 1909, issued on Victor 16444. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. You may remember that I'm a big fan and supporter of the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra, founded by director Andrew Green in 2010 while a freshman at the University of Maryland. Since then, the PRSO has evolved into what the Washington Post calls the premier American ragtime ensemble, performing at historic theaters, performing arts centers, universities, and other venues across the country, as well as on radio stations everywhere, and on Rivermont Records CDs and vinyl. Which brings me to the reason I mention them. The Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra has launched a new fundraising campaign for their most ambitious recording project yet, and just in time for the orchestra's 15th anniversary. Tentatively titled Fluffy Ruffles, after George Hamilton Green's 1919 one-step, which you're hearing behind me, the CD will contain the largest booklet of liner notes yet compiled by Green, and over 70 minutes of music by the usual classic ragtime composers, but also by composers whose music has rarely, if ever, been performed since its publication over a century ago. This is possible thanks to Peacherine's vast 15,000-piece collection of sheet music. It's true, I've seen it in person. But wait, there's more! In addition to a digital and CD release, there's also to be music video releases on Peacherine's YouTube channel, helping to make this culturally important American popular music available to an international audience. With a successful campaign, the video and audio recordings will be made in the spring of 2024 for release in time for the holidays. There are lots of backer rewards, so please consider joining me as a contributor to the project. Pledges are tax deductible, so must be made through the nonprofit arts service organization Fractured Atlas. There's a link in the fundraiser tab on the Peacherine website at peacherineragtime.com. There are only a couple of weeks left in the campaign, so I hope you'll check it out and help preserve and promote early American popular music. The CD will no doubt be a peach. And speaking of peaches, here's Malvin M. Franklin. Thank you. Ragtime pianist Malvin Franklin with his composition, It's a Peach, from Emerson's 7-inch 78, number 7122, released in March of 1917. And remember, please consider supporting the Peacherine Ragtime Society Orchestra's Kickstarter campaign. Details on the fundraiser tab at the orchestra's website, peacherineragtime.com. Cellars and basements are relatively rare in California, so I've never given the difference much thought. But they are very different spaces. A basement is an actual story of a building, partly below curb level, but with at least one half of its height above the curb level. A cellar, on the other hand, is an enclosed space having more than one half of its height below curb level, and is oftenly entirely below curb level. Now that you know that, here's Noble Sissel, who's got the basement blues.
I get low as a toad, for my homemade here is further down the road. Down in Zero, Mississippi, all my folks living at, and colored folks can't live much lower down than that. My poppy name is Low, Mr. Low, if you please, and he can kiss my mammy without bending his knees. A preacher man done said that low is the way, and I'm a natural born, a holy roller, they say. There's lots of lowbrows, highbrows, I'm telling you the fact. And many pop-eyed pots is calling Bowleg Kittle black. Thank you.
pianist Pete Johnson, generally considered to be one of the three greatest boogie-woogie pianists, along with Meade Lux Lewis and Albert Ammons, with his composition, Basement Boogie, recorded in New York City on May 29, 1941. Al Hall played bass, and the drummer was A.G. Godley. Lewis, Ammons, and Johnson are okay, I guess, but of course, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest boogie-woogie pianist is Carl Sonny Leyland. Before Pete Johnson was Noble Sissel and his orchestra, with Sissel doing double duty as vocalist on Basement Blues, subtitled Low Downer Than Any Low Down Blues. Brunswick 6129 was recorded the morning of April 21, 1931. There seem to be many more songs about cellars than basements, probably given that they are often associated with wine or liquor. And here are two of them.
I know a chicken-chasing millionaire. He used to have a lot of girls, I swear. Now he's got none to help him spend his dough. He can't get a one, that's why he's worried so. He said, I'm rich, but still they run away. I said, they're different today. Oh, they won't call you honey, because you've got money. It isn't for money, they sigh. You could once grab a queen with your big limousine, but now times are changing, you know what I mean. Oh, they won't know you're living if all you can give them is just pretty diamonds and pearls. It's the smart little fella who stocked up his cellar that's getting the beautiful girls. You've only satisfied them with the presents that you buy them, because it isn't for the presents that they pine. Of course, once they wanted the guy for the rocks he could buy, but now it's the guy with the old rock and rye. You may live in a palace, but Mary and Alice will pass up the dukes and the earls. If you see you're a flivver, just whisper Green River and you'll get all the beautiful girls. Nowadays you'll see a girlie full of charm, just madly clinging to an old guy's arm. If he is feeble and he has no hair, then you can bet he's got a job somewhere. Don't think they'll crave you if they smile and wink. All that they crave is a drink. Oh, they won't call you honey, because you've got money. It isn't for money, they sigh. You could once grab a queen with your big limousine, but now times are changing, you know what I mean. Oh, they won't know you're living if all you can give them is just pretty diamonds and pearls. It's the smart little fella who stocked up his cellar that's getting the beautiful girls. They won't give you caresses for the beautiful dresses, because it isn't for dresses that they cry. There was a time when a platinum chain could lend many a chain, but now it's the liquor that they've got on the brain. Though you're homely and fifty, they'll still think that you're nifty. Those ladies with those beautiful curls, ah, they don't want silks and satins. Just mix them Manhattan, and you'll get all the beautiful girls.
My heart of every
Probably recognize that voice as basso profundo Wilfred Glenn, founder of the Shannon Quartet and the Revelers. There you have his solo of Down Deep Within the Cellar. It was recorded more than a dozen times between 1897 and 1928. Glenn himself recorded it twice. First, the record we heard, for Victor on February 25, 1913, with the label of Victor 17326 describing it as an old German drinking song. He recorded it again electrically for Columbia in 1928. Before Wilfred Glenn was Maurice Burkhart with the Prohibition song, It's the Smart Little Feller Who Stocked Up His Cellar That's Getting the Beautiful Girls. Milton Ager wrote the music and Grant Clark the very clever lyrics. That was recorded by Edison on December 2, 1919, and dubbed from Diamond Disc Matrix 7039 to Blue Amberol Cylinder number 3961. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on all the major podcast directories. When you see a fox in your dreams, or if you come across a fox while traveling, it's seen as an omen of good fortune. Here on Santa Catalina Island, the largest terrestrial mammal is Eurycyon litoralis catalinae, the Catalina Island fox. The island fox is a smaller relative of the mainland gray fox and is endemic to 6 of the largest Channel Islands, each with its own distinct subspecies. Unfortunately, due to mortality associated with visitors on the island, the Catalina Island fox is a federally listed endangered species. Catalina Island Conservancy wildlife biologists are collaborating with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to help ensure that the island fox is protected through vaccination programs, radio collar monitoring, mortality investigations, and habitat conservation. So, with best wishes to the island foxes and hopes that they not only survive but thrive, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about foxes.
I'm going with you. If I live, don't get you. Look down the road, my man. Big old gun, big old gun. The bad line, son of a dog. Better get about him. Catch you soon. Yawn and go.
Yeah. Whee! Took old lead and driving to got up on top of the mountain. Had to get a stack of coal trail around the long ridge. Had two little ringneck pups. Called one Bell and called the other Dinah. Them little ringneck pups coming out from out of that fork. Done got him jumped. Head that fox off, fine man. Make it go around the other way. Go back across that hill. Head them hounds, but you go plumb out of here and ask that fox. Come back around the hillside. Says I'll go down to the old farmer's house, catch me a chicken. Catch him a chicken, had all the feathers picked off, all the fixing good eating on it. About that time, look back over, surely seen them ringneck pups coming. Giving her something like it. Holy! Catch him, trick him, Taylor! Don't let him gray, lead all the day. Good dog, Lord, never run down. Old lead runs so fast, you run against the sap and split yourself wide open, man, with no end of his tail. The great God, boys, the race is done right now. We'll fix that all right. Went up to see Max too and got some roll about it. Took that old hound back together. Two legs up and two down. Man, that hound can't run that away. Says yesterday he'd be around both sides of the ridge at once. Holy! I went up on the hill and fly down. Heard them hounds going around the ridge that fox and I felt so doggone good I couldn't hardly sit on the earth.
Thank you.
Have 3.5 minutes of the Fox Hunter Jig. Fine if you were dancing a jig, but maybe a little long for just listening. That was Irish fiddler Michael Coleman in September of 1925, credited as M. Coleman on the green label of Columbia 33068-F. Coleman was born January 31, 1891, in Ireland. As a child, he learned step dancing and fiddle playing, and in 1914, at age 23, sailed to America, where he stayed with an aunt in Lowell, Massachusetts, and joined the Keith Vaudeville circuit. In 1917, he settled in New York, where over the next 19 years, he recorded 80 sides for all the major labels and some obscure ones. Coleman died in New York City on January 4, 1945, and is buried in St. Raymond's Cemetery in the Bronx. Before Michael Coleman, the Fruit Jar Guzzlers with Fox in the Mountains from Paramount 3106, made around March of 1928. Even though the group made more than a dozen sides, very little is known about them. Most of the tunes were written by Stevens and Bolar, who may be accompanying the singer, Cleve Chaffin, who was from Wayne County, West Virginia. Some of the sides were also issued on Paramount's subsidiary label, Broadway, as by the Panhandle Boys. We started that foxy set with blues singer Henry Thomas, sometimes credited as Ragtime Texas, with Fox and the Hounds, recorded in Chicago on July 1, 1927. The discography of American Historical Recordings says Vocalion 1142 was not issued. Henry Thomas was born in 1874. I don't have an exact date of birth, yet, but with or without it, he'll be getting his own segment.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Around this time each year, along with all the looks back at what's happened during the year that's about to end, you sometimes see or hear news stories about what's going to happen in the coming year, and more specifically, new laws taking effect at the beginning of the new year. Here in California, there's a new law going into effect on January 1st, which prohibits police or highway patrol officers from asking a specific question if you are stopped, either as a driver or even as a pedestrian. And that question is, do you know why I stopped you? Or do you know why I pulled you over? Officers must now, before any questioning, tell you the specific reason you were detained. The reason is to reduce pretextual stops in which an officer stops a vehicle or pedestrian for something minor, with the intent of searching the driver and vehicle to determine if a larger crime is evident, such as expired paperwork or possession of certain items. The law was also created to help de-escalate interactions between police and civilians. So here's a set of rapidly rotating records asking about what you know.
I think I see a friend of mine cross the street. Look like Clarence Williams. Clarence, is that you?
Yes, that's me. Is that you, Joe? I didn't recognize you, boy. You're so fat and greasy, I didn't recognize you.
That's funny, you don't know me now. You used to know me down home. I knowed you before you got so prosperous. before you had your hair straightened and it turned red and everything.
Yes, it might have turned red and it might be straightened, but it'll never turn nappy no more. When have you heard from the folks that wait on home? I'd like to know how they're getting along.
Man, I got a letter from home just yesterday. Things have changed since you've been away.
Remember the grave you and your dad used to ride?
Oh boy, that fool laid down and died.
How about the church that used to sit on the hill?
That ain't nothing but a whiskey still.
What you know about that?
I said it's the truth.
What you know about that?
My letter is the truth.
Is it true about cross-eyed Nell?
Yeah, she went and married old Slewfoot Bell.
What you know about that?
I said it's the truth.
What you know about that?
How things have changed.
Liquor, why drive you blind? Real good booze is hard to find.
I don't believe you for the drink all kind. Now,
what do you know about that?
I ain't drank.
What do you know about that?
Now you're acting like you're from the land of red beans and rice.
Yes, boy, you're bringing me back home now. Say, listen. Remember the gal I used to tease about? I'm talking about the daughter of Deacon Green.
Boy, she wore a wig and she had four teeth with the funniest looking face that I ever did see.
Remember the night you took her to the dance and they brought you back home in an ambulance?
That's the night old Bill Jones pulled that gun.
And you so was scared you couldn't run.
What you know about that?
He tried to take your life.
What you know about that?
He caught you dancing with his wife.
Well, all night long I had to lay in jail.
Why'd you send for me to go your bed?
What you know about that?
I'd have got you out.
What you know about that?
Got you out without a doubt.
Hey, while I was laying in the county jail, waiting for you to come and go my bail. Next morning the judge wouldn't listen to my tale. Now what do you know about that? I say,
what do you know about that?
Frankie Masters and his orchestra present Do You Know Why?
Until the cows come home, and then the cows came home. Do you know why? We used to say we'll love this way till Hades freezes over, and then it just froze over. Do you know why? We thought we had the future dancing a jig for us. Do you suppose our little dreams got too big for us? We used to say our love will stay forever and a now, and now forever's gone. Darling, do you know why? Neither do I.
the Palace Trio, leader and saxophonist Rudy Weedoft, accordionist Mario Perry, and J. Russell Robinson at the keyboard, with Hold Me, written by Art Hickman and Ben Black. That's from Victor 18682, recorded May 11th, 1920. So, do you know why I played Hold Me as part of this Do You Know segment? Well, recently I remarked on the practice in the 19-teens and 20s of record companies including two tunes on a record, with the label giving the first title, followed by intro, or introducing, the second title. It was a way to include two tunes without having to pay royalties on the second one. Well, you just heard an example. This record, Hold Me, introduced Do You Know, written by Ray McNamara, who also brought us Nobody Knows Blues, Sweet and Pretty Mama, and Brighter Days, not to be confused with the Brighter Days written by Billy Wynn and Frank O'Farrell, which you'll be hearing next week. Ray McNamara did record Brighter Days in 1924, issued on his own personal McNamara record label, with Sweet and Pretty Mama on the flip side. Before that, Clarence Williams, Blue Five, with What Do You Know About That? The vocal duo was Joe Sims and Clarence Williams, with Charlie Thomas on cornet and Fats Waller on piano. Paramount 12435 was recorded around January of 1927. And we started the set with Frankie Masters and his orchestra with vocalist Marion Francis asking, Do You Know Why? Written by Joe Burke and Jimmy Van Heusen. OK 5860 was recorded October 11th, 1940. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.